Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Green blessings. This is Susan Wade, the voice of the Wise Woman Tradition and Motherline Medicine. I'm the author of the Wise Woman Herbal Series, including Abundantly Well, Seven Medicines the Wise Woman Way. Welcome to HealthyLife.net, and thanks for tuning in to another hour of green blessings from my green heart to yours. You know, I read and subscribe to more than 100 periodicals and sites, from the strictly scientific all the way up to the edgy fringes, looking for the best, most reliable, most inclusive, and most up-to-date health information for you, so you can maintain and regain optimal, joyous, abundant health. Thanks for joining me here each and every month for Wise Advice on Herbs and Health, with a special emphasis on women. Together, we are reweaving the healing cloak of the ancients and reclaiming herbal medicine as people's medicine. Here it is, the last month of 2024. We've explored a dozen herbs that affect sleep and dreams, hypnotics, soporific sedatives, and mind-altering plants have beckoned us, promised repose and peace to the 70 million Americans dealing with sleep problems and all the rest of us who are interested in dreams. We've gotten comfortable. We've settled down. We've closed our eyes, and we've come to hot chocolate. And hot chocolate is the bridge between the hypnotics, the soporifics, the mind-altering plants in the nootropics. The nootropics are foods and herbs that are especially important for brain functioning. And in 2025, that is what we'll be focusing on. More about that at the end of the show, but now, let's see. Home microbiome test? What a good idea. You don't have to go to the hospital or anything. You just, take a little swab and send it in. Unfortunately, says environmental nutrition, the home microbiome tests only look at the microorganisms that are in your stool, and that's not really what you want to know. You don't want to know what's there. You want to know the total numbers, the proportions, and the robustness of them. And this kind of testing, it just really even can't determine whether the microorganisms in it are alive or dead. Also, please understand that scientists can only accurately identify a very small percentage of the more than 200 types of microorganisms that we know are common in the human gastrointestinal tract. One Tufts University microbiologist sent portions of the same stool sample to three different home testing companies. One company found 527 microbe species in his stool. Another company, this is from the same stool sample, found only 27. One company said his microbiome was very healthy, and the other one said he was very sick. What can we say? It's only a snapshot. Research has established that a change in diet will lead to changes in your gut microbiome in as little as 24 to 48 hours. So, personalized microbiome tests, it's just not valid. That's why it's not covered by insurance and why the Food and Drug Administration does not approve it. One of the ways to get more sleep, interestingly enough, is to eat more protein. And eating more protein is also a really good way to improve your brain functioning. So how do you eat more protein? Again, environmental nutrition invites us to think about using convenient proteins. Keep cottage cheese around. Buy the rotisserie chicken. Get some protein that's in cans. You can open it up really easily. And if you're cooking beans, make a whole bunch at once and freeze them. They're good in the freezer for up to 3 months. Every time you have a carbohydrate, have a protein with it. Don't just let it be a pretzel. Make sure it's got nut butter or hummus or cottage cheese or regular cheese. Get that protein in there and increase your portion of protein. If you need 4 ounces, eat 6 and eat more variety. Open up to different protein choices. Remember that nourishing herbal infusions are loaded with protein, and of course plant proteins count too. More seaweed is a good way to get more protein into your diet, and lots more brain food. We'll be talking about that next year. And this article says make high protein swamps. Manufacturers are making all kinds of high protein things, and Simpson wrote across that warning. Those supposedly high protein things are usually made with protein powders, feed protein powder. Oh my goodness, we are warned that those are the most ultra-processed of ultra-processed things. A book by Dennis Mukwege. In the past 25 years, conflicts in the Democratic Republic of the Congo have created an epidemic of sexual violence. In one of the country's most troubled areas, his facility has treated 60,000 rape victims. He talks about this in his book, The Power of Women, an impassioned plea for gender equality. I'll be right back to talk about hot chocolate.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hot chocolate. What is hot chocolate? Well, I know what I mean by hot chocolate. When I want hot chocolate, I take down my jar of organic, undutched cocoa powder that I bought from Frontier Herbal Products, and I add to it some organic sugar and some of my goat's milk. And that's what I call hot chocolate, depending on how chocolatey or how sweet I want it. I usually use anywhere from 8 tablespoons to 2 tablespoons of cocoa powder and sugar for every cup of milk. But you know what? There are other ways of making hot chocolate. The first chocolate drink was a little different, and it's believed to have been created about 5,300 years ago in present-day Ecuador with the Maya Chichipe culture. Of course, most of us think not of Ecuador when we think of chocolate, but we think of Middle America. We think of the Mayans and the Aztecs, who called it the drink of the gods. About 1,500 years before the Common Era, or about 3,500 years ago, the Mayans clearly were drinking chocolate. In fact, we believe that they worshipped chocolatl, bitter water, and they made it with crushed cocoa, cornmeal, chili pepper, and water. They would pour it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth between bowls from a height like an ancient barista to get a good foam on it. Because let me tell you, that was a bitter and eye-popping brew. I've been to cocoa farms in Costa Rica, and I have had hot chocolate made like that with just the chocolate, the cornmeal, water, and I did not have the chili pepper in mine, and it's stunningly chocolatey without the sugar in it. Coming up closer to now, we look at the Aztecs, who were there about 600 years ago, and Montezuma, the great Aztec emperor, he loved his chocolate. It's written that he drank 50, you got it, 50 golden goblets of chocolate elixir a day. You got to wonder what was in that chocolate elixir. When I was at the cocoa farms in Costa Rica, they told us that traditionally people would put magic mushrooms in the hot chocolate drink. There are some mints down there that are quite psychoactive that would sometimes be dropped into the hot chocolate. Goodness only knows if peyote didn't wind up in it sometimes, too. So there's Montezuma drinking his 50 golden goblets, who insisted that it was only for the nobles. Archaeologists have found evidence that Mayan chocolate consumption goes back at least 2,500 years ago, although there are some that say 3,500 years ago. And well, the reason is that the Mayan don't go back that far, but chocolate consumption probably does. Chocolate was available to every Mayan of every social class, although the wealthier you were, the fancier the cup or vessel that you drank your chocolate out of. Things don't change. But in the Aztecs, only Montezuma, the emperor, nobles, and royalty were allowed chocolate. Not quite. Those who were willing to fight also got chocolate. Aztec warriors were powered by cocoa. It was part of their military rations. Every soldier received ground cacao pressed into wafers ready to mix into water with the flavorings of his choice. An anonymous Spanish conqueror says, "This drink is the healthiest thing and the greatest sustenance of anything you could drink in the whole world. If you drink a cup of this, no matter how far you walk, you can go for a whole day without eating anything else." By the early 1500s, that's not so far back, Cortez came upon cocoa and presented it to the court of King Charles V, Woo-hoo, no chili pepper for us. They said, let's have sugar. Cold? Nah, we want our chocolate hot. And so it comes from a cold, perhaps psychoactive drink in Central America to a hot and definitely psychoactive drink in Europe. A chocolate revolution ignited Europe, spread to France, and soon reached London. Chocolate houses bustled with nobles, debaters, aristocrats. London alone had 700 wildly popular drinking chocolate houses. Wow, what an amazing thing. Every culture in the world has adopted hot chocolate. We love to drink it. The Spanish missionary who first drank it said, it is loathsome. If you are not acquainted with it, it has scum or froth. It's quite unpleasant. And yet, it is a drink very much esteemed among the Indians, where they feast noble men who pass through their country. The Spaniards, both men and women that are accustomed to this, are very greedy of the chocolate. Cacao was used as currency throughout Mesoamerica. That's what they told us in Costa Rica. They showed us the cocoa beans, and they said this was used as money, especially for the Aztecs. And, you know, every once in a while I see somebody selling raw chocolate. And if by what you mean by raw chocolate is like you've just plucked it from the tree or off the ground and you are eating it, a raw apple, right? Like you walk up to an apple tree and pluck a raw apple and eat it. There is no such thing as raw chocolate. First of all, you're not eating the cacao pod. It's a big kind of warty thing, and you cut it in half. Inside there is good stuff to eat. It's like white kind of, well, I often say foam, but it's thicker than foam, not quite like styrofoam, though. And in there are nestled the seeds of the cacao beans, right? And they have to be fermented, and it's a long and very serious process, fermenting these cacao beans in order to then dry them and crush them and prepare them for use. At that point, that's what they're selling as raw, because it hasn't been Dutched, which is another process we will talk about. Chocolate, of course, tremendously expensive early on in Europe because it only came from South America. But still, people wanted it, and they added all kinds of things to it. One notable recipe has chocolate infused with fresh jasmine flowers, amber musk, vanilla, and ambergris. Oh, the drink of the gods. Soon, cinnamon, anise, and sesame were added. And then, in 1828, Conrad Johannes von Houten developed the cocoa powder producing machine. This separates the greasy cocoa butter from the cacao powder. This powder is easy to stir into milk and water. And by using cacao powder and adding some cocoa butter back into it, you can make chocolate bars. Sure enough, within 20 years, by 1847, solid chocolate bars were being made and then were being used to make hot chocolate. What? Well, some people say there's hot cocoa and there's hot chocolate. And what I make is hot cocoa because I'm making with cocoa powder and sugar and milk. But hot chocolate is made by actually dissolving chocolate into milk or water if you want to. And of course, the chocolate already has some cocoa butter in it and some sugar in it and possibly even some flavoring in it. So it really is quite different. As we go around the world looking at how people drink chocolate, hot chocolate, we see that some people like it thin and some people like it thick. And those that like it thick are often going to be adding thickeners to it. If you're getting a pre-made product, that's going to be an emulsifier. And if you haven't heard the word, emulsifiers are being pointed out as very bad players in the health racket. Good to avoid all emulsifiers. Again, when I'm talking about hot chocolate, I mean hot cocoa. And I want you to make it from your own organic cocoa powder, your own organic sugar, and your own organic milk, not from a mix. And we'll go into that in a little more detail later. Okay, let's see here. In Mexico, hot chocolate is the national drink. In Colombia, it's topped with, not marshmallows, but cheese. I really want to try that. That sounds good, doesn't it? Ooh, how interesting. Like a fresh, soft farmer's cheese. The Latin American version of the drink is made in a chocolatera. And it is briskly mixed with a wooden baton called a molinillo. Also a batidor, a batriol, causing it to be fluffy. Chocolate is typically sweetened with a bit of muscovado sugar and has a distinctively grainy texture. This is certainly my experience in chocolate drinks and chocolate treats, we might call them, when I'm on the chocolate farms and when I'm in the tropical areas. They, as the Dutch van Houten discovered, that it kept the cocoa better to separate the fat from the powder. And they gave the soldiers the cakes of the powder with just a little bit of the fat in it, and then used the fat for other things. And if you go and look at your chocolate bar, you'll see that's exactly what it is. It's like, oh, chocolate powder and cocoa butter. So that you can choose what proportion of those things you want. In the tropics, well, you know, you've had a chocolate bar when it's hot, it melts. You don't want your chocolate bars melting in the tropics. That's no fun. And that's why forever and ever, even though it took a Dutchman to invent how to do it industrially, native people have been separating the cocoa powder from the cocoa butter. Hot cocoa, hot chocolate, whatever you call it. Hey, Susan, the question here is, does it make you sleep? This is about herbs that make you sleep. I'll come right back and we'll talk about that.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to four friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Chocolate possibly make you sleep if it has caffeine in it? Here is an article from chocolatl.org, XOCOATL.org. Chocolate does not contain caffeine. Chocolate contains theobromine. Theobromine is not caffeine. There is a persistent urban legend that chocolate contains caffeine. This rumor is based on the confusion between caffeine and theobromine. They are similar, but different. Theobromine is the active ingredient in chocolate, and it occurs only in cacao. The two stimulants are related, and they have similar structures, but very different properties, effects, and origins. Now, there are chocolate products that have added caffeine, but that's not caffeine that's in the chocolate. This rumor seems to have a life of its own. It will not go away. The author talks about how he would try to find who had started it, and it was just circular. People were just quoting each other in circles and spirals. There is no scientific substantiation that chocolate contains caffeine, and a great deal of evidence that it does not. The biochemist did a chemical composition test specifically to distinguish between caffeine and theobromine. They found about 1.3% by weight theobromine in chocolate and other pharmacologically active compounds, including phenylmethylamine, telemethylhistamine, and even up to 6% serotonin, but no caffeine at all. They could not detect any kind of caffeine. Now, the Merck Index 12th edition says that there is caffeine in the hulls of the cacao seeds. The hulls are discarded. It's one of the steps in the fermentation is to get the hulls off the beans. So even if you think you're eating raw, you're not eating the hulls, which is the only place where you could get any caffeine at all. Theobromine does have stimulating properties, and maybe that's why people think that it's in chocolate, but their effects are so fundamentally different. And he goes on to say that there's the same confusion with mate, that mate does not contain caffeine either. It contains matanine, and matanine is more closely related to caffeine than theobromine is, but neither matanine or theobromine are addictive, whereas caffeine is. And he gives us a little chart. Theobromine is gentle, caffeine is intense. Theobromine is mild, caffeine is strong. Theobromine is slow, coffee is fast. Theobromine lasts for a long time. Caffeine dissipates rapidly. theobromine, about 50% of it's in your bloodstream after about 10 hours. Caffeine, about 50% of it's in your bloodstream after 2 hours. So even if theobromine is a stimulant, and it isn't to everybody, and you drink it at that time, it's not going to be stimulating you until 6 to 10 hours after you've drunk it. So it's really good to drink it before bed, because then you'll be more alert in the morning. Theobromine is a gentle, smooth, sensual stimulation and a mild effect of the central nervous system, whereas I do not have to tell you that coffee has a very strong effect on the central nervous system, sometimes a jagged and nervous effect. Theobromine is a mild antidepressant. It stimulates the cardiovascular system, as caffeine does. Ah. And, let's see, this goes on. No one is allergic to theobromine. Many people are allergic to caffeine. Theobromine is not addictive. Caffeine is physically addictive. There are no withdrawal symptoms from chocolate, except pouting. There are many proven withdrawal symptoms from coffee. Chocolate is maybe a little bit diuretic. Coffee can be extremely diuretic, and chocolate is very good to your kidneys, where caffeine is not thought to be. In both cases, smoking cigarettes accelerates the dissipation of either theobromine or caffeine from the system. Theobromine is a strong enough stimulant that it was used by the Spanish to keep their armies going. Real chocolate, not candy, can keep you up at night, especially young children. That doesn't mean it has caffeine. Nursing moms, eat real chocolate. Your kids will be happy and wide awake several hours later. Chocolate and caffeine cause me immediate migraines. Well, theobromine eases my migraines. So the caffeine in coffee causes this author who's writing to have headaches, and the theobromine helps to eliminate it. There are several minor psychoactive chemicals in chocolate as well as theobromine, and I mentioned them before. Phenylethylamine, theophylline, telmethylhistamine, phenylamine, and all of these are affecting your mood. Sometimes they'll make you feel kind of high, and then they might make you feel kind of smooth. And theobromine can cause a little rise in blood pressure and a little rise in blood sugar, but then that makes us feel alert and content, and as those fall, it helps us to go to sleep. What a lovely answer to the question. Cacao does not appear to influence either the rhythms of rest-run activity or sleep-wake cycles. And in fact, cacao contains tryptophan, and tryptophan equals sleep, doesn't it? Are there health benefits? Well, of course, there's all kinds of health benefits. Chocolate lowers blood glucose levels. It promotes brain function. It improves mood. It lowers the risk of cancer. It improves the condition of your skin. It lowers the risk of heart disease and stroke. Wow, there are so many reasons to have a cup of hot chocolate. Harvard researchers just showed that a chocolate stops atrial fibrillation. The flavanols and phytosterols in chocolate reduce LDL, the bad cholesterol. A Lancet article says cholesterol is a great ally for those with cholesterol problems. Joint research from the University of Illinois and the University of Birmingham have found that cocoa flavanols boost the brain's metabolism. The polyphenols, flavanols, and procyanidins in chocolate are powerful antioxidants. Whoa! Okay, let's take a little break and then come back and talk about touched chocolate.
Green woman, the spirit of the plants has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.
correspondence course with Susan Weed, you'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, SusanWeed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Spirit of the birds has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman. Spirit of the plants has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.
It was interesting. As I was looking around for information on hot chocolate, how many ads I found that didn't look like ads at all. What they looked like was 11 health benefits of hot chocolate, or 7 real health benefits of hot chocolate. But as you got into them, you suddenly discovered that they had a slant and that they are actually selling a product. So this particular one seems to be selling Dutch chocolate, which is also called dark chocolate, or with Hershey's, it's Hershey's special dark. They say all neurons are activated faster with flavonoid-rich Dutch processed cocoa. Now, Dutch processed cocoa is cocoa that has been processed with an alkali, and that alkali makes the chocolate smoother and nicer and much, much darker. However, it has the phytonutrients in it. So this ad is a little ingenuous here. It should really say all neurons are activated faster with flavonoid-rich cocoa, even if it's been Dutch processed. But it goes on to the rest of the health benefits. They specifically pointed, they say, oh, Dutch processed cocoa, unlike other chocolate, has been found to reduce type 2 diabetes. But in fact, flavanols regulate glucose metabolism and reduce insulin resistance, and Dutch cocoa has half the flavanols of other cocoa. It's true that Medscape recommends sipping a mug of hot chocolate frequently to avoid or reverse diabetes, and it does not have to be Dutch chocolate. In fact, most health authorities suggest that you use the lightest color cocoa powder that you can find, because when it has been processed is when it gets very dark. Another one, wonderful article, Health Benefits of Hot Chocolate, study published in Journal of Agriculture. luxurious food. Chemistry hot chocolate contains more antioxidants than the same amount of red wine and tea. You go, flavonoids and flavanols. A study from Harvard Medical School found regular consumption of flavonoid-rich cocoa lowers blood pressure and improves blood vessel functioning. Research published in Frontiers in Nutrition says flavonoids can improve cognitive performance in areas such as memory and learning. Cocoa improves blood flow and reduces the risk of stroke. Cocoa contains phenylphthalamine. We heard that before. That's PEA. It's a compound that triggers the release of endorphins that make you feel good. A study in the Journal of Psychopharmacology talks about how cocoa positively impacts mood and cognitive health. There's also a fair amount of minerals in the hot chocolate. Magnesium, iron, and zinc. Not huge amounts. Surprisingly, a study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that the flavonoids in cocoa, because they improved insulin sensitivity, actually reduced the risk of diabetes and helped to control and curb weight gain. I have seen these studies for over 50 years. They've been coming out looking at women who regularly consume chocolate, and they are the ones who have the easiest time maintaining a weight as they age. Yay, chocolate. Chocolate has powerful anti-inflammatory properties. Consuming a cocoa regularly reduces inflammation throughout the body. The flavonoids benefit your skin by protecting it from UV damage, improving your hydration, and enhancing the circulation. A study in the Journal of Nutrition found that regular cocoa consumption improves skin texture and appearance. Want to get rid of those wrinkles? Drink hot chocolate. Hot chocolate made from high-quality cocoa supports digestive health. There's fiber to aid in digestion and promote a healthy gut. British Journal of Nutrition says cocoa has prebiotic effects and promotes healthy gut bacteria. Hot chocolate is relaxing. Theobromine and anandamide have calming effects, and there's some magnesium in there, which is kind of calming, too. It strengthens immunity and may help prevent cancer. Ooh, those antioxidants to study in molecular nutrition. In food research, yep, those flavonoids in cocoa inhibited the growth of cancer cells. But what are they selling? They are selling luxurious hot chocolate, the world's largest collection of hot chocolate and sugar-free drinking chocolate with functional benefits. Doesn't that sound perfect until you read the ingredients? And you know what? I could not even find an ingredients list for more than half of the products. But their dark chocolate drinking cocoa ingredients have cocoa solids, cocoa butter, erythritol, emulsifier, cocoa powder, cornstarch, coffee, salt, and stevia extract. What? Cornstarch is definitely GMO. There is no actual corn for being eaten by human beings in the food chain. But GMO corn is in processed corn products. So cornstarch will probably have GMO. And again, you really don't need cornstarch in it. And I had to look up erythritol, and it scared me what I read. Erythritol is one of the most common artificial sweeteners used. It has serious health risks. It's worse for you than regular table sugar. It's popular because it's low in calories and looks and tastes like table sugar. The Food and Drug Administration considers it safe because it's naturally found in some foods, so food companies are not required to list it on their labels. Recent research shows erythritol associated with an increased risk of heart attack, stroke, and death. But because it's generally recognized as safe, no long-term safety studies are required, and food makers do not even have to list it. If you are getting a product that is keto-safe, diabetes-safe, no sugar, low sugar, artificially sweetened, naturally sweetened, sweetened with nature, low-calorie or no-calorie, you are probably consuming erythritol. Yuck! I love the forums. They're always so interesting. Does hot chocolate help you sleep? Yeah. Dark chocolate is rich in magnesium, and that helps you fall asleep. Oh, yeah. Dark chocolate, it's a natural muscle relaxer, and it boosts serotonin. Just be sure not to use any pre-powdered mixes. Oh, I think hot chocolate helps me fall asleep because I associate it with childhood safety. I like drinking hot chocolate because I'm focused on going to bed. It's like a bedtime ritual. It cues me to wind down. Well, I have to say, I'm really sensitive to caffeine. I drank an 8-ounce cup of hot chocolate at 5 p.m. today, and it is now 2 a.m., and I am so wide awake. I think it really messes up your sleep. I am so sensitive. If you're this sensitive, please let me know. I don't want to be the only one. Hot chocolate, before you go to sleep, well, nothing happens. I mean, when I was a child, I drank hot cocoa every night before bed. I couldn't sleep without it. My mom always prepared it for me. And that was the only way I could fall asleep until, I don't know, maybe I was 5 or 6. I'm an adult now, and I don't need it. But I do like to drink it. It calms me down. And it really does help me have a much better sleep. I guess the only drawback that I can think about from drinking hot chocolate before bed is its sugar content.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Oh, well, there are so many more things to say about herbs and sleep. Whether hot chocolate is your cup of tea. And I used to drink a cup of black tea with a lot of goat's milk and some honey in it right before bed, and I would sleep like a baby. And there's definitely caffeine in tea. So we do know that people react extremely differently to caffeine, but there's none in chocolate, so we don't really have to worry about that at all. We've looked at so many wonderful ways to get to sleep and stay asleep this year, but there are still more. How about almonds? Did you know that almonds contain, there's that good thing, magnesium, and I mean a lot, 19% of your daily amount in just 1 ounce of almonds. That's only about 6 or 8 almonds. It's hardly any at all. Almonds contain melatonin, they contain magnesium, and they're high in protein. Remember, protein helps you get to sleep. Yeah, did you eat some turkey? Have some turkey leftovers? That's good, because that's a protein too. And of course, turkey contains tryptophan, which increases the production of melatonin. consuming protein before bed is associated with better sleep quality, especially less waking up. Kiwi fruit, anyone? In a four-week study, 24 adults who consumed 2 kiwi fruits 1 hour before going to bed each night fell asleep 42% more quickly than when they didn't eat anything before bedtime. I'm having a really tough time wrapping my head around sitting there in bed and eating 2 kiwi fruits, but okay, and additionally, their ability to sleep through the night without waking improved, and their total sleep time increased. I'll tell you, that kiwi fruit was really super special. One of my favorites, if I don't have time to make hot chocolate, is a slug of sour cherry juice. It's rich in melatonin. In a small study, 8 ounces of a tart cherry juice twice a day made them sleep almost an hour and a half longer with much better sleep quality. Woohoo! Walnuts are one of the best sources of melatonin. Okay, and oatmeal? It's also a source of melatonin. Dairy products are some of the best sources of tryptophan, which really improves sleep in older adults, especially when paired with light exercise. I'm going to go for a little walk, get a little chilled, come home, make yourself a cup of hot chocolate, and tuck yourself into bed. Remember that person who said, remember to brush your teeth. The sugar in there is a good idea. And after you brush your teeth, you might want to tape your mouth. Some people actually find they sleep better if they tape their mouth because our mouths do tend to fall open. I tried it, and you know what? I really like it. It never has become a habit for me, but I keep the roll of tape right by my bed. I've been a little congested, and so I've been taping my mouth because it really helps keep my breathing open when I do that. Weighted blanket, you know, I was really interested in weighted blanket until I spent the night under a buffalo hide. It took 2 people to take that buffalo hide off of me. It is true that I slept more deeply than I have ever slept before, but I was a little encumbered on that. The new weighted blankets are not quite as heavy as buffalo hides, and a new thing is a grounding sheet. You plug it into the wall so that your electrical currents are realigned during the night. Say skip it. Weighted blanket, maybe sleep mask for sure, and ear plugs. Turns out that noise is going to keep you up almost more than anything else. And what about animals? We've been focusing totally on people and sleep this whole time. Did you know that some animals sleep with half their brain? It allows them to stay half awake, right? They literally keep one eye open, and they can regulate their movement while resting. This one hemisphere sleep is really critical to marine animals. They often doze at or near the water surface but have to regulate their breathing. Wow. Sea turtles are unihemispheric sleepers. They frequently sleep on the sea floor. Crocodilians have unihemispheric sleep, and they keep one eye open. We suspect that dinosaurs may do the same thing. Lizards keep open whichever eye was closest to the last observed potential threat. Ground squirrels, it turns out, spend months hibernating, but when they wake up, then they take naps. Someone comments, for my primatology assignment on behavioral inventory, I observed a troop of gorillas at the Lincoln Park Zoo. And the silverback, I noticed, likes to sleep on his back while holding one of his feet up. Another person comments, I keep pet snails in a terrarium, and I can't really distinguish whether or not they're sleeping, but I will tell you, they're not very active. And this also goes into great detail about reduced or delayed sleep. Killer whales and bottlenose dolphins go the first month or 2 of life without sleeping at all, and their mothers go without sleeping during this period. Yeah, human mothers feel like that too. The possibility exists that very short bursts of shallow sleep might have occurred, but they could not have exceeded 30 seconds in duration. Ostriches, elephants, do elephants crush themselves when they lay down? No, they actually do lay down, and they sleep anywhere from 1 to 4 hours a night, or they prop themselves up against a termite mound. What fun. So, I promised we'd talk a little bit about next year. As we age, brain function obviously can degrade and become impaired. Of the American population currently over 70, that's me, I don't know about you, in the next 5 years, 1 out of 3 will die from dementia, Alzheimer's, or Parkinson's. Whoa! All right, so next year is for me. I want to protect myself and my brain without drugs or expensive supplements. I want to look at the brainy foods and the brainy herbs that are there for me to keep myself mentally sharp as I age. And that wraps up another show and another year here at HealthyLife.net. Thank you for opening your minds, your ears, and your heart to me and to the wise woman way of healing through nourishment and loving kindness. This is Susan Reed, the voice of the Wise Woman Tradition, wishing you green blessings until we meet again next month, next year, at HealthyLife.net.
A correspondence course with Susan Weed, you'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, SusanWeed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
The spirit of the plant has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.